Hey everyone, and welcome back to the ABC Podcast. I appreciate you coming and joining me here in the studio today. Now, the question is brought about in today's episode, is there a God? And I would like to answer that question for you today. Is there a God? Yes, there is a God. Okay? And now, the resulting question from that is, how do you know there's a God? Why is really having a God necessary? Well, I would like to bring to you really two arguments today. The first one in the how, the why of God's existence in a biblical sense for those who believe the Bible. So the first one is extremely simple, okay? The verse Psalm 14, verse 1 says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Okay, to argue the existence of God with one who believes in the Bible is simple. In fact, the very existence of the Bible proves the existence of God, if you believe it. It is obvious that God wrote the Bible, otherwise we wouldn't be reading it, really anything. To believe the Bible and then not believe in God would be equivalent to reading a book by, let's just say, Charles Dickens, and then saying that he never existed. Of course, he had to exist to write the book. Therefore, God had to exist to write the Bible. And if we believe that the Bible is true, there are many times where it says, where God speaks and says, "I am the Lord God," and therefore God must exist. So that was an extremely simple 2-3 minute argument to one who believes the Bible. The one who doesn't believe the Bible, let me start off by asking you, let me ask you this. Given the choice between life and death, what would you choose? What is the default choice in everyone's mind, just overall? What is the common thought? The correct answer is life. Those who would prefer death over life should call the suicide hotline immediately, because the natural thought of the common man is to live. This is where we get concepts like survival and such, because man would choose life over death. If the man had a choice, he was in an emergency situation, he had the choice between a horrible death of drowning or surviving, because of a, let's just say, because of a life raft, or maybe another boat finds him, he would choose the means to live, because man prefers life over death. Therefore, if everyone on this planet had the choice to live forever, they would take it, because nobody wants to die. This earthly life as we know it must end at some point. We don't like it, but we still have to have this thing called death. Still, man will strive for endless life, which we know this as immortality. Without something after this life, man's existence is hopeless, worthless, and pointless. Why? Because we have nothing to work for. This life is going to be over within a couple of short years. So what's the point in working if there's nothing else to look forward to after this life? There must be something that mankind strives for after this life. Something eternal, something that will never end, like this life does. Some will do as much good as they can in this current earthly life to possibly receive a chance of existence in another life. There's nothing wrong with doing good, but the problem with this scenario is that without God, there is no law to define what is good or bad, because there is no higher power set up to give those laws. Some man can set it into place what he thinks is good, but it doesn't matter, because he is just the same as every other human. He has no right to set rules above everyone else, because he is not any better than anybody else. He's just another common man. Therefore, if he cannot even say what is good, then how can he know to do enough of it to be accepted in another life? If he can do enough good, then he would have a shot at it. But if he can't even tell what's good or bad, then he can't even do what he thinks is enough good to get into another life. There's no higher power to determine how much good it is that he has to do in order to get there. He can't. And that is the problem. If we have no good or bad as a result of no law, then what is done by us is neutral. There's no good or bad. And the gap between us and immortality is not filled. Someone or something must bridge that gap to immortality. That being must be immortal or eternal himself. Oh, wait a second, it's coming to me. Huh, God. God is the only being that can get us from mortality to immortality, but only to those who will receive him. He doesn't push himself on anybody by any means. In his word, God gives us rewards to strive for by working in this life. Matthew 6:20 says, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. You don't believe in God, fine, live your pointless life, okay? If there is no God, then there is no point in existing, there is no point in going on anymore, because there's nothing to work for, this life is just going to end, and that's going to be it. We're going to die like an animal. But if we believe in a higher power, in a God, if we believe in the true God, then we have something to work for, because in his word he says that there are rewards that we can work for and achieve in another life. And since we can't get to that eternal stage, that eternal life after death, then we need an eternal being to bridge that gap for us. And guess who that is? That's God. And so without God, it's all hopeless, it's all death, and then that's it. With God, there's a point to us being here, because we can work, and then that work is actually going to mean something even after this short life here on earth. And so I don't know about you, but I'm going to choose the hope and the life and all the good that comes with it, and having something to work for. I would much rather prefer that over not having a God and no point in living and no hope, nothing. This work on earth isn't going to be worth anything. I would much rather have that God in heaven and have him there and an eternity to live for. And that's how we get immortality. But like I said before, only to those that will accept God and believe in him. If you want to do that, if you want to believe in God, if you want to believe in what he did for you so that way you can live eternally, then check the video link down in the description and I'll give you more details on that there. I appreciate you listening to this podcast episode. If you would like more like this, please do subscribe and keep up with the latest episodes. Also, if you think somebody else could use this episode, you think it would be very helpful, don't hesitate to go ahead and share this in any way that you would like down below, whether it be social media, text message, email, etc. Other than that, I hope God blesses you in all that you do. And, you know, if this question hangs on your mind, is there a God? I strongly recommend that you do believe in God, to give you that hope of immortality, which we so passionately strive for. I appreciate you listening. God bless you. I hope that you have a good day. God bless.